A warm Maori welcome at Auckland Airport. Loved ones separated by the pandemic, finally reunited, with relief all round after the lifting of some of the world's toughest border restrictions.
Oh, incredible.
This has been a long time coming.
It's been 2 years in suspension of just wondering if and when and never knowing if the moment was even going to come.
Yeah, it was looking pretty shaky there.
We started without knowing if we'd ever see each other.
The vaccination of more than 80% of the population led to the gradual easing of the restrictions.
We marked another big moment in our reconnection with the world, with our borders reopening to visitors from visa waiver countries, welcoming again tourists from the USA, UK, Japan, Germany, Canada, Korea and Singapore. In addition, those holding existing visitor visas from any country in the world can also travel here from today.
Citizens were first allowed to return home in March, followed by Australians last month, and now expanded to 60 other countries, including many in Europe. But travellers must be fully vaccinated and have a negative PCR test. Visitors from India, China and other non-waiver countries remain banned. The government hopes the easing of travel restrictions will help revive the economy that relied heavily on the 3 million tourists who visited annually before the pandemic. Despite protests against the strict lockdowns and limited quarantine slots for Kiwis stuck abroad, the government has credited the relatively low COVID death toll to its strict no-tolerance policy. And while the pandemic hasn't ended yet, life for many in New Zealand is returning to something like normality at long last. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.